Blog Talk Radio.
Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse. Perverse means wicked or a difficult person or a foolish person. In his way, well, in his lips, and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. He that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of a man perverted his ways, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. So don't be against the Lord. Don't be turn your back on the Lord. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, do it. You'll feel better when you do it. You take that advice from an old woman, me. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished. He that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend of him that giveth gifts. So you're a friend of him if he give you gifts, money. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do friends go for him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting of him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding, or he that getteth understanding, shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. So don't go around lying if you don't want to die. At least I think most people don't. Number verse 10, delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over a prince. The discretion of a man defereth his enemy and is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but the favor is as dew upon grass. A foolish son is calamity of his father, and the contention of a wife are a continual dropping. Verse 14, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness, that's being lazy. Slothfulness causes into a deep sleep, and an idle soul. I lost where I was. Slothfulness causes a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. So don't be lazy, because you're going to get hungry. If you work, that's even better for you. But if you don't work, you can't sit around and be idle, because you will be hungry, become hungry. It says an idle soul shall suffer hunger, and you don't want that. Verse 16, he that keepeth the commandments keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his way shall die. He that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto God, and that which has given will he pay him again. Chasten the son while there is hope, and not the soul spare for his crime. So when your child is young, it says, go ahead, discipline them. It says, chasten thy son while there is hope. Because when he gets up bigger, and he is bigger than you are, you know, you can't really chasten him then, because he may say, no, Father, you can't do that to me. I will not let you do that. And he, being stronger, may not let you chasten him. So you need to chasten him while there is hope, so that he can mind you, I would think. And let thy soul spare for his crying. So when he's young and you chasten him for doing something that is not right, he might cry, but you chasten him anyway. You're not killing him, but you are to spank him or her. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, you must do again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in the latter end. So if an old person as me, like me, I tell you something, usually it is wise, although I may say something foolish to you sometimes, but most of it, I have gone through it, and I can see further down the road than, I can't see further down the road. I can understand better down the road what may happen. So it might be wise for you to take counsel from someone old like me who has gone through most of what you have gone through, and I can direct you. I remember Proverbs 3 and 5, so that God can direct your path. Verse 21, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Verse 22, desires of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. Verse 23, fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. He that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful person, a slothful man, a lazy man, is a slothful man, hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and he will beware, and prove one that has understanding, and he that understandeth understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and causes away his mother is a son that causes shame and bringeth forth reproach. Reproach is to this another word for the reproach is disgrace. Cease, my son. Hear the instructions that causes to error from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. That's sin. Judgment are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the backs of fools. I pray that our Father in heaven will give you understanding. I have read to you the 29 verses of chapter 19 of Proverbs. I want you to, if you did not understand it, pick up your Bible and go through it after this Sabbath school is over. You know, God said for me to feed his sheep, and some of what I have read you understood. Now I want you to turn to Acts chapter 9, and we're going to start reading that after I say these things to you. And I want you to know that those who are slaves, that used to be slaves, were of the tribe of Judah. Many of them were brought here to the United States, the southern part, along with Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, and Levi. And we were sold into captivity by the Africans and the Arabs to the Europeans. I want you to read Psalms 83, verses 3-8, or you can read the entire chapter. It won't hurt you. Then I want you to read Deuteronomy 28, chapters 64 through 68. We are the only people that were brought to a strange land that spoke differently from us. I don't care what those people say that worship the Jews. We are the Jews. Read Genesis chapter 15. Read all of it. You will understand better. That's why Moses cried. Abraham cried when he found that out. When the angel of the Lord had told him that his generation would be captive in a strange land. And that's us, black folks. We are captive in America, even to this day. You'll find some white folks, or some Europeans, tend to try to be nice, but they aren't. Most of them are terrible people. And lastly, I want you to read Ezra chapter 9. You and I, we have that holy seed. Do not intermarry with them. They want your holy seed. Now, another thing, I want you to read Isaiah, I think it's, let me see, it's 13 or, I want you to read, yeah, it is Isaiah 13. It tells you that their faces are going to be as flames. You know how their faces turn pink and red, or pink and red, or pink and red. You know how that goes. And then it says, and when you read further down, it tells you that the Medes are going to be stirred up against them. And the Medes are ISIS, or where the land of not Israel, but I'm trying to think of the land where the Persians used to be, or they might call them the group of people who said they wanted to get rid of. They said that they said, I didn't hear, never heard them say that. They're right up by Jordan. I forget the name of those people. But nonetheless, it talks about how they will be chased and like a deer and all that kind of stuff by those people. They say, right here it says, Babylon, the glory of kingdoms and the beauty of the Chaldean excellency, see, shall be when God shows Solomon Gomorrah. I want you to read all of chapter 13. I don't have time to really explain it now. I got to be about God's business, and his business is for me. He told me to feed his sheep, and that's what I'm trying to do. So let's get started with a prayer before I introduce myself and come back and read God's word to you to the best of my ability. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way, as well as waking up the wife of my son and his children, as well as he. I want to know what God has told me to do, and I am doing it. I want them to behave in the way of God. Father, thank you for giving me and us of our sins, knowingly and unknown, if we have done them, and know that we have done them, if we have sinned and don't know that we have. Thank you for blessing us in every way. It appears, well, it does not appear that it's going to be a gorgeous day. But I thank you for that day, this day anyway. As always, thank you for protecting Detroit, Michigan from natural and chemical disasters. Thank you, Father, for our right minds and giving us excellent health. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, Yeshua's name, I pray. Amen. Hi, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Read it for yourselves. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and every Sabbath day, every Saturday morning when you get up, I want you to have your pen and pencil with you. They, I call them the three P's, your pen, pencil, and paper, so you can write down any reference that I give you or that comes to mind that I may have said. I want you to remember what I have told you earlier. To read Psalms 83, that's chapter 83, verses 3 through 8. Then I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 64 through 68. Then Genesis, I want you to read all of it so you know that Abraham, you will begin to understand. I want you to also read Ezra, your holy seed. Is we have the holy seed, the only people in the Bible that talks about not getting your seed mixed up. Don't go having these babies by these people, European or any other nation. You go have your children with us. He may not want to, but you should with us. Now let's read Acts chapter 9. Let's find out something about Saul. And Saul has a name change. You'll find out later as we read. Let's read. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this, if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He's saying, why persecute you me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kiss against the prick, to kick against the prick. Now, I do not know what that means. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. I don't understand that. What is the pricks? I don't know what a prick is. A sharp needle at the end? I don't know. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told there, it shall be told thee what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by hand and brought him to Damascus. So what they're saying is that some of those men in the caravan that was riding along with Paul did not see no man, but Saul fell off the earth, and those men led him by hand to Damascus. That's the way I understand it. You understand it too. Verse 9. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat or drink. So for 3 days, he did not have his sight, neither did he eat or drink anything. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him he said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he, behold, seeing, I am here, Lord. That's what Ananias said in a vision. And that's, you know, I had a dream too. I don't know if this is what they're talking about. When Paul fell off his horse, if that was a vision to him or not. I don't know if that is a vision. It says that he was on his journey to on the Damascus Road, and suddenly the light shined around him, a light from heaven. I don't know if that's a vision, but that's, you know, he fell. I should continue. And the Lord said to him, arise and go unto a street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas of one called Saul of Tarsus. And behold means to see, he prayed, and have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias said, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done against thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call upon your name. But the Lord said to him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And he showed him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way, and entering into the house and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto you in the way as thou camest has sent me that thou mayest receive thy sight. And he filled, and he being filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as if it has been scales, and received a sight forthwith, and rose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, had eaten food, and that was meat, he was strengthened. Paul was strengthened when he received food or meat. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Well, that God will do that to you. This is why I'm thinking that it must be more that I should say and do for the Lord, because again, I have received his word. I have been doing what he said for me to do. It took me 27 years to get started, but I got started. And last year I had a stroke, so I'm wondering if there is more for me to do, or if there's any wickedness that I am to do. We are at verse 20. Let me start at verse 21. Well, let me start at verse 20. And straightway he preached in the synagogues, and he is the Son of... let me read that over. And straightway he preached in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this he that destroyed men which called on the name in Jerusalem and came hither for the intent that he might bring them bound into the chief priests, unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt in Damascus, saying that this is very Christ, and that after many days were filled, the Jews took counsel to kill him, but they lying in wait knew of Saul, and they watched the gate day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. And Saul was to come to Jerusalem. He essayed to himself. Let me read that again. Then Paul took him. Let me read that again. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he arrayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them that he had seen the Lord in the way that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly in Damascus in the name of Jesus. And in verse 28, and he was with them, coming in and out at Jerusalem. Let me read verse 28 again. And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. Verse 29, and he spoke boldly, and he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which, when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Verse 31. Then had the church rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walked in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelled at Lydia. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which is kept to his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And they arose, and he arose immediately. And all that dwelt in Lydia and Sharon saw him, said, Lord, let me read verse 35 again. Let me see. And all that dwelt in Lydia and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. Okay. Was she a woman? By which interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman, okay, God had women disciples. This is news to me. That's why I don't understand why men said women couldn't preach in the church. The Bible said right here, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. That's a woman, which is interpreted is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and almsdeeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. And died. When they had washed, they laid her in an upper room, Okay, let me read that again. It came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. When they had washed, they had her in an upper room. They laid her in an upper room, insomuch as Lydia was near to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there. They sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter rose and went to them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by, weeping and showing the coats and of garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. That is why she was alive. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, turning him to the holy. Turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." She opened her eyes, and when she had saw Peter, she sat up, and she gave him the hand and lifted her. And let me see that. I'm read verse 41 again. And he gave his hand and lifted her up. And when he called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that Carrie made many days in Joppa with Simon the tanner. And it came to pass that Peter tarried many days in Joppa with Simon the tanner. Now, we need to keep reading. I wish it is my will that I will be back with you, saints of Judah, and everyone else who are listening. I was surprised, very surprised, that one guy listening is a very well-known preacher to call me last month and pray over me. And I guess he was prophesying, but he had some words to me. He gave some words to me that I was astounded. God is going to really bless me. Let us have our closing prayer. Father, I thank you for all that you do. I thank you for loving us so much that you protect us even in our sleep from the bad one, from the evil one and his demons. Thank you, Lord, and bless all of us to reread what I have said. I was in the book of, I started out today with scriptures from the book of Judah. I think it was Judah chapter 9. And then in Acts chapter 9, Sunday school. So I want you to go back in Judah. It was not chapter 9. It was chapter 17, I think, in Judah. But you go over And if it is God's will, I will be with you next week. I know it's my will. And you'll find that in Proverbs 4:15 or in James 4:15. If it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. And I want you to read over all of that I have said so that we can be same page. It's my will that you will. Just as Paul told Timothy that it was his will that the women should be quiet in the church. God did
help
not
your
say
children.
That. It was Paul that
said, don't let them fall by the side of the road.
To be silent. That was Paul.
To love
and
one
I'm
another.
That what
heaven might
find
a place.
I want you
in their heart.
Read it.
Jesus.
I want you to go to heaven and get my evil. It won't make you.
He won't
let
you
down.
And I know
that God is blessed on a blessed life. That I've written, they are in
forever
in
my heart.
The broken plan.
We've got to walk on.
And the passing.
Walk on through temptation. For He.
And
His wisdom will be our
helping
hand. I know the truth.
And
His word,
they're all evil,
will be our salvation.
Don't get them.
Lift up our hearts. The Jesus,
I am rich because I'm like God. I didn't know
He won't let you down.
I know the land is yours. I know the land is yours. I know the land is yours. never rise.
Jesus. Oh.